Welcome to With Priscilla, a podcast that dives into inspiring stories of everyday people who have navigated life's twists and turns with resilience, courage, and faith. Join me as I sit down with guests from all walks of life, sharing their unique journeys, triumphs, and lessons learned along the way. From overcoming adversity to chasing dreams, our guests open up about the moments that define them. Whether it's an artist, entrepreneur, or someone with a remarkable life story, get ready to be inspired. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Everyone has a story worth telling. And here, we believe that every story matters. Hello, Ernesto.
Hi, Priscilla.
So, we've been friends since seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
I know. That's wow. What, 90?
It's a few years back.
90-something, mid-90s? No, early 90s, I think, right? 12?
Mid-90s, early.
So like
early
92, 93?
Yeah.
It's some time.
Some of our listeners are probably weren't even born yet.
Mm.
I know. Makes us sound ancient.
Oh my gosh.
But we're not.
We're not.
Absolutely not.
Keyword, we're not.
Right.
So Ernesto, like I said, we've been friends since seventh grade. We've seen each other, maybe not all of our highs and lows, but we've seen life with each other. You're a husband, a wonderful husband. You guys have been married for how long? 20 years?
We've been together for
a long time. Okay.
We've been together for 20 years. Mm-hmm. We've been married. We got married in 2011. So 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long time. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're a stepdad?
Yes.
To two?
To two.
Yeah. Son, daughter.
Boy and a girl.
Yeah.
He's out in LA.
Oh, that's right.
San Diego. Yeah.
That's right, LAPD. And then you're a business owner?
Yes.
Of Barrio Dog.
Yes, I'm sure you've heard of it.
Yes.
You dine there, family knows.
Yes, very yummy if you're in San Diego or...
San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, when's that coming?
With that, we just opened up 2 weeks ago.
Ooh, congrats.
We opened up 2 weeks ago. Great location. The welcoming there has been phenomenal.
That's awesome.
A lot of culture, cultura. So we're just excited to bring, you know, our vibe and our culinary experience out there to San Antonio and share that with everybody.
That's exciting. If you're in San Antonio.
Absolutely.
Or San Diego.
Or if you're at the
ballpark.
Ballpark. If you're there for either a Padre game.
Which is perfect. Just started.
Baseball game, concert. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we're there. You can come by.
What level?
We are in the Toyota Terrace level.
Okay.
So our kitchen faces the convention center.
Yeah, like the southwest end of the stadium.
Right.
Yeah. So definitely stop there.
Come by for a michelada.
Yes.
Yes.
And you also do loans. So.
I've been in residential lending. Mm-hmm. For the last 20 plus years.
Yep.
So I've worked with real estate, first time home buyers, people coming back into the market, and I'm kind of tapping into the private money lending at the moment as well.
Okay. You have been helping us and my parents with loans and refinancing. I think you are the only one that's helped us actually. I'm like, what? Since early 2000s.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a long time, 24 years.
And thank you for your trust and your family and always reaching out. I appreciate that.
I've shared many times that buying a home, financial part, is such a huge trust thing and commitment, and hands down, without blindfoldly, we trust you.
Thank you.
So, yeah, there's no other person we'd rather work with than you.
I appreciate that. So don't keep me a secret.
No. Share with everybody knows now.
You can share me.
I'll add your links.
Yes.
Your email, whatever you want to give me.
Okay.
To the podcast. And Barrio Dog, too.
Yes.
So I was reading, because since we've been friends for so long, I was reading, trying to find some stats on friendship. There wasn't really any stats. I'm like a number person. Like, I want percentages and all that stuff. Yeah. But I did see it was like more of the health side. And it said friendships improve your mental health. Science tells us that friendship reduces stress, strengthens self-esteem, and creates a sense of belonging. Friends are good for your psychological well-being. And then friendships make you live longer. I'm all about that.
Right.
And what was the other one? Friendships make you happier. One of the longest running human studies on happiness has shown that relationships are the number one key indicator of joy and happiness.
That's awesome.
I know. But it really, I think, you know how people say, I'm going to give you your flowers. Mm. Have you heard of that terminology?
We have not.
So it's like when you give someone their flowers, you know, when people pass away, people start speaking like of how they were and the impact they had on that person. But unfortunately, it's like they're gone,
right?
You know? And so someone giving them their flowers is when they're alive. It's like
getting
that appreciation and that gratitude and the respect. So a part of me giving you your flowers.
Thank you. I mean, you give me chills a little bit because it is. It's important. And everything you touched on right now about the friendship and all that, it's having the right friendships that make a positive impact on your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have friends. We know people, especially from a younger age growing up.
Yeah.
And what happens, you know, at a younger state of mind, we say, okay, well, yeah, I got a lot of friends. But as you get older, you start noticing the difference.
Yeah.
What friendship really is, right? It's like, oh, I know these people, but this, you know, this is someone we can be friends. Like you and I, we've lived separate lives, but in reality, we're actually doing life together.
Yeah.
Just separately, right? Because we can go for a time.
A long time not talking.
Not talking, but you need something, I need something.
Exactly.
We can reconnect right where we left off.
Yeah.
We share emotions.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We go deep, and this is why we're here today. It's because we have that right friendship.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say and blessed to have you as a friend and know you, and I'll see also be able to work with you and your family.
Well, let me say this. Let me give you your flowers.
Thank you.
So as you know, I got married young.
Yes.
I had Cassandra young. And then quickly got a divorce, not wanting to. And there was only two people that I became a hermit. I was ashamed. And I was just not in a happy place. And there was never a time in my life, granted, I was only like 22, 23. Somewhere around there. So it's not like I lived life, but I was living life at that moment. And I had never had anything impact me so great where I almost was in a state of depression. And I didn't even, looking back, I know it now, but then I didn't. I was just in a funk. That's all I knew. It was just like, I'm not happy, but I was doing all the things to make my kid's life happy. You know, it's like I faked it. And, you know, when she's asleep, I have my moment.
Right.
But I became a hermit and I didn't talk to anybody, like my friends. And I remember you and Fernando were the only ones that reached out to me. And even then in my head, I was like, I just need to push them away and push everybody away. And I remember telling Fernando, I feel like I have like the scarlet letter on my forehead of divorce because that was never in my vocabulary. It was never a thing that I first saw in my life, and it was happening. It happened and I had no choice. And granted, looking back, it was a blessing in disguise.
Right.
I'm thankful for that. And I had a second chance and I did it the right way. You know, Jimmy has been amazing.
Right.
And then I had gained a ton of weight, you know, just from pregnancy, never got rid of it, and then going in that funk. And I don't know if you remember this, but you took me running around the golf course.
I think I do now.
And I was like in this moment of like, okay, I need to get out of this. This is like, come on, like I can't live like this forever. There's going to come a time where I just need to snap out and I need to do it now. I don't want to keep waiting and just letting, like prolonging this.
That was that
funk.
Moment.
Yeah. And I started eating clean, you know, just like all the diet wise, doing good. And then I was like, okay, I need to be active. I need to get back on the golf course, which, you know, it's like right there.
Right.
And I remember you took me and I think it was like former Marine you, because you were like pretty much just right out of the being in the Marines, I think, around that time. Right.
I think so.
I don't know. Or how long?
About 22. Yeah, that was right out, right? Yeah. I had just gotten back from training.
By the way, yes. You're a former Marine. Yes. Hello. Thank you. Salute you. And I felt like it was a Marine mentality in you of like, just do it. We're going to do it, right. Which I appreciated because I know I needed it at that moment, that type of like sergeant, coach, like tough love, you're going to do it type of thing. Mm-hmm. And that triggered me consistently running and running and running. And then I want to say I lost like 60 pounds.
I got in your head that day.
Yeah. I never stopped. I was like, Forrest Gump. I just never stopped.
Just kept running. Yeah. Hey, what's Priscilla doing? Why does she keep running around the golf course? She's been there for a few days.
Running like 100 miles nonstop.
Love it.
So, yeah. So I just... You know, and then Fernando, too, he's so sweet in his own way and being a consistent friend and then encouraged me. You know, I think one time it was like a group of people of our old friends. They were at Dave & Buster's and that was like my first outing out. And then that led me to kind of just coming out of my shell, mm-hmm. and realizing like it's okay. You know, you got a divorce, you're a single mom.
Right?
Yeah.
What happens is we put a lot of that weight on ourselves.
Yes.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know it at the moment.
Mm-mm.
We still tend to do it, mm-hmm. but we're able to realize it and catch it up sooner than later,
mm-hmm.
and get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The unfortunate part is when you're younger, time passes, mm-hmm. but timing is everything. And everything, mm-hmm. we both know everything's happening, mm-hmm. for a reason at the right time.
Yeah.
He's not going to give you more than what you can handle.
No.
Right?
Exactly. And so with you, I just really appreciate and thank you for that moment. I mean, I could thank you for a lot of things.
I can't believe you remember that specific moment. Because
it was a pivotal moment.
You just brought me back. I remember.
It was a pivotal moment, at least for me, because of my season of life, right. at that time. You know, it was a huge season of just life. And, but that moment was kind of like that aha moment, that light bulb moment, like all those things in that one second or that one right. day or whatever that really triggered me to just go, you know? So I want to thank you.
Thank you.
For that. And then overall, just being a really great friend. Like you said, we've gone years of not even saying, like talking. Not that it's intentional. It's just life.
It's just life happens.
Life happens. You know,
we're both with our heads down on the daily routines, yep. work, family.
Mm-hmm.
Life just happens.
And then it makes me think my other thought of friendship is nowadays, like my daughter, she's an introvert. She's not a social butterfly.
Love your daughter, by the way. I don't even see her that way.
Yeah, she's just like a home buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not out. All the, which I'm thankful for. I mean, I guess I'd rather have her under the roof and knowing what she's doing as opposed to being out and God knows what, you know, having that parent like thoughts of hope she's okay type of thing. But it also, you know, when I talk to other friends who have kids that same age, their kids are similar. I don't know if it's because of 2020 and it really honed in on kids being at home.
It is. I would say it's definitely different times.
Definitely.
Definitely different times.
Social media, everything.
All the social media platforms. It's just a different breed from when we were growing up.
Yeah. And so it made me even more be thankful for our generation and our era because friendships was a huge thing for us. So I'm thankful for the generation we grew up in. I'm thankful for our friendships and even our other friends that we don't see in the day to day. But we know
but
at the end of the day.
They're in our conversation. They're in our minds and our hearts.
Exactly. Prayers, all of it.
Right.
And we know at the end of the day, if they ever need anything, mm-hmm. we're just call away.
We're just a call or a text away.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
And so that just, you know, that led me to thinking just the value of friendship. Is truly, you know, because our family, we can't pick our family,
mm-mm.
but we can pick our friends.
Right. And sometimes friends become family.
They do. Your family.
Like you and I.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And deepening the relationships with the right friends is important. It's mm-hmm. key. You know, knowing the right ones where we can share moments together. We can share tears and laughter, mm-hmm. just like family.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're family.
Yeah, because I definitely know I could talk to you about anything, or if anything comes up, I am so comfortable and confident in your friendship that I can do that, you know?
Right.
And that's, I feel like that's rare nowadays.
It is. It's rare. We grew up with that face-to-face interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Social media obviously wasn't around. And now, just like your daughter, where you're saying she's an introvert, but that's because a lot of the relationships they have mm-hmm. are behind the screen or behind a phone, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I think it's up to us to break them out of that shell and show mm-hmm. them that it's okay, you know, that
yeah.
the belly to belly and the face to face, it's something that we shouldn't gear away from.
No, definitely. And trust me, I tell her all the time, just go. Go.
All right. I got you in front of me. See, I get to see your smile. You're making me smile. And it's the synergy. And that's mm-hmm. something that I don't want to say lacks, but it's rare to see it nowadays. And don't get me wrong, the new breed out there, there's some people that are thriving,
mm-hmm.
right? They're using the tools, the opportunities.
Yeah.
They're out there, but they're using both platforms. And some people just need a little bit of guidance in their handheld.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then then the next thing is kind of like I shared with my moment, my season. I remember you had your moment when you had your accident.
Yeah. I was in my early 20s too. I think that was
a little after.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you want to kind of share about that?
Yeah. So right after high school, I ended up going out to the Marines. It was a quick decision that mm-hmm. was made. I had to kind of get out and take a different path because I was hanging around the wrong friends
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to end up and I didn't want to go the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't say anything. I think I went to the recruiter's office like on a Tuesday. I did the test on a Thursday. I told my parents Friday.
Oh my gosh.
And I think
how did they take that?
They were in shock until the recruiter came to the house.
Oh, no. When did they come to the house that day?
That Friday evening.
So like cold turkey.
Right. And I let them know the reason why, that I was going to be fine. I left Sunday, did my training, went out to the East Coast. And when I came back.
Wait. And also the big historical moment our country went through, September 11th.
11th. Right. So, yeah. So our unit got called up.
Mm.
Our unit got called up. I was on standby. We at that particular moment, my unit didn't get deployed. We were on standby. We were called. I was another scare for my parents more.
Yeah.
My mom.
I remember instantly thinking of you guys.
Yeah.
Because was Berto also in the military at that time? Or he joined after?
He joined after.
Okay.
Luis joined after as well.
But JP.
And JP.
Yeah.
So we had a good group of friends that served with us.
Mm-hmm.
So That had transpired, and then once I got back from the East Coast, I wanted to start getting back into school, learning, you know, criminal justice.
Mm-hmm. And I remember.
Work with the DOD, right?
Yeah,
the Department of Defense. And I started, as I was going to school, I started working as an assistant with my brother
mm-hmm.
In the mortgage industry.
Mm-hmm.
Started making a little bit of money, so I started liking and learning more the industry and working with people and families and helping them out. And in that, I started doing open houses. Well, one of the weekends, I did the open house. When we finished up, we got together and we were at a house. There was a pool and I was going to take a dip, right? I thought it was a traditional pool, shallow one end, deep on the other. Mm. And as I went from the side to take a dip, I hit my head.
Mm.
Unfortunately, my body was at a straight angle that it only takes about 6 pounds of pressure to break a vertebrae in there. On your neck,
oh
and your
my
spine.
Gosh.
So I had a C1 fracture.
Do you want to explain what that is?
C1 fracture is going to be the very first first bone on your spinal cord that starts from your head to the down.
Wow.
That's the same one that Christopher Reeve had,
that's
Superman,
right.
back in the day.
Wow.
That paralyzed him. So
I had
the injury. I got up. I walked around. I knew I had pain, but I didn't know how severe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Memo was there at the mm-hmm. time, and I told him, hey, man, I hit my head. I'm going to sit down for a little bit, you know, kind of kept an eye on me. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm getting a little sleepy. I'm going to go to my truck and lay down for a little bit. Just wanted to let someone know. I don't like leaving without letting anybody know. I just mm-hmm. don't like making a big commotion.
Yeah.
So as I walked to my truck and went to open the door, I had to let go of my head. Because I was pulling my head up. The more I pulled up, the less pain I felt. So okay. As I let go of my head to open the door, my head collapsed.
Oh, my gosh.
Memo saw that, and he goes, hey, bro, you got to go. So I'm like, let's go. Let's go to the ER. Don't say anything to anybody. Let's kind of sneak out of here and let's go. And by the time we got to Sharp Medical Center in Chula Vista, they had to get a specialist to get me out of the truck because my body kind of just froze up. With the adrenaline and everything else.
Yeah.
But I was there, went into ER, and family was called. And I just remember being on pain meds and morphine, mm-hmm. right? Life and the conversations. I remember the doctors telling my parents, like, hey, your son's either going to be a vegetable or he's not going to walk again.
Wow.
Hearing that, I couldn't react. I was just hearing it.
So you heard him say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember those exact, I was just right under the lights. My dad was standing by my feet and he grabbed my toes. Sorry. Yeah, he grabbed my toes. I felt the warmth of his hands causing my toes to move. So when he felt my toes moved, he's like, yeah, you know, Mijo's going to be all right. He'll be all right. It's fine. So that happened. Got my toes moving. Doctor came in. He's like, hey, man, we're going to put a halo on you. I don't know what that was. I'm in my early 20s. I've never had anything broken or fractured. I was healthy. I've always been about staying healthy, right?
Yeah.
Active and young when I was young. So he comes in, he goes, hey, man, we're going to put a halo on you. I'm like, all right, you're going to feel a little bit of pressure on your head. Keep in mind, I'm on pain meds. I can't.
You didn't even go in, like, under the knife?
I didn't have
thing?
To get surgery, which was a blessing, which is great.
Okay.
But I did get a drill.
That's what I'm saying.
I got a drill inside my head. So they were drilling
while you were awake?
While I was awake.
But you couldn't feel anything?
Just pressure.
Probably pressure. Okay.
Just the pressure. Okay. But I did see, you know, your impact drill going into your skull.
Wow.
Four screws going in. So they did that. I had the halo on for about 6 months. I'd go every once in a while to get a tune up. You know, we got tighten up the screws. I'm like, hey doc, at least lube me up, spray some WD-40 or spit on it or something. I wasn't a fan of the medication and all that. And because I was young and healthy and active, learning how to walk, learning how to move.
So you had to do it all over again?
I had to do all that. My dad, my parents have been just amazing from my younger ages, you know.
Well, they're the sweetest.
Yeah, up until this day, they're
ever.
Still. But that particular time in my life that they helped me get through all that, not only physically, but emotionally and everything. So I had to learn how to walk, how to eat, shower, do all that. My dad was, you know, the key element there. Mom fed me and kept me downstairs. But I recuperated a lot sooner than anticipated.
Oh, really?
Because I was.
Being active. As much as you can,
right,
probably.
Right. So I probably recuperated in half the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
In half the time. So in less than a year, I was already without the
And halo. What was that mental? Did you have like any mental or was just like, I'm going to get through this mentality?
I don't want to say I went through depression, but I did
you
have a
it?
I had a challenging time at first, frustrated. I wanted to get off. I wanted to just take that off my head. Like I wanted to remove it, but I learned a new level of patience.
Mm.
The Marine Corps gave me patience through boot camp. Well, as a kid with my parents.
Of course.
Mexican parents, family. Latino parents.
You learn.
See, you already know. You know. But it's great because they're preparing you for life, when life happens to you. So the Marine Corps gave me discipline, right? Patience, because there's a lot of hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
And everything else you have to deal with that comes with it. So I think I was prepared for that. Coming out of it, I want to say it's made me a better man, made her a better person, because I can be patient, right?
Well, because you've been there. You've been through that.
Right.
Road. I think all life experiences, I always tell Cass, you have different, you can choose your outcome in a way. I mean, you can't control, but you can choose the way you want to take it.
Right.
You can say, okay, this is a...
Choose your path.
Yeah, this is a bump in the road, but it's not going to define my future. It's not going to define me. This is going to be an experience and I'm going to grow and learn and take whatever I can to use it for the good.
And knowing that it's already winning half the battle.
Yes.
Knowing that. Knowing that it's a challenge. You're going to come out of it stronger. You got to grow from it. You don't go through things. You got to grow through things.
Yes.
So I had that, the accident. And people would think, well, you had a broken neck, bro. You can't walk. What are you going to do?
Sensitive.
You're like, you're active. You were doing this and that. So everyone would think it happened on a motorcycle because at that time, we would ride motorcycles a lot. But no, I got right back on them. Got
you
right
did?
Back on the bike, picked up snowboarding, got into MMA.
Oh,
so
that's
my
right.
Mom was just livid with all that.
She's like,
I'm like, Mom, it didn't happen doing any of these things. And that's the thing that I'm more cautious about doing certain things, right? Because of it, because of that life experience that I had in my early 20s. But I'm not going to stop living.
No.
You can't.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
You see things a little bit different. So, but yeah, you know, I got to get out there and enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. And then doing it with the right people.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to people? Because we all, every day we have either a little hiccup. No one day is perfect, you know, but they're not great as what you went through. They're not that severe, but they could. There's some people where rain can be like, ugh,
right.
I'm going to stay in today.
Right.
It's raining. And then there's people like this morning, we have our gym in our garage. And before, I used to think like, man, it's raining. I don't want to run through the rain, especially girls with our hair, blow dry my hair. I don't want it to get wet. I'm like, nope, get out there, go work out.
You know, it's easier to find reasons not to do certain things or to find the negative in things. Let's just say you wake up, getting out of bed and something's in the way or you can't find whatever it is that you're looking for and it gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
And that can derail your whole day.
Yeah.
So I like to try to start each day fresh, right?
What's your typical morning routine? Or do you have a
I do.
Kind of?
Now, I geared away from it. Life happens.
Of course.
Business happens. You're growing a business and things just get in the way. And I noticed that. And I noticed a difference in my health, how my days were, right? Because by 10 a.m., 1 o'clock, you're already just like stressed out.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. So how do I go about it? I'll start off now. My days will start about 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, you're like Jimmy.
Yeah. So, well, because Liz started doing a training program. So she's up by 4.
Oh, wow.
So by the time she's going out the door to the, you know, to the gym.
Yeah.
I'm already up.
Okay.
I'm awake. I'll do a little morning prayer. Get my mind right. And then I'll get my workout in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I get my workout in. I got the day already planned. And the way I like to go about it is that I know everybody's going through something.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a challenge, whether they're dealing with something personally or professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even worry about how can I make my day better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't anymore. It's like, how can I make someone else's day? If I can improve one person's day every day, then I feel like I'm doing my part, whether it's saying a simple hello, a smile, opening the door for somebody. You never know what someone's going to be going through.
Exactly.
And the way you react to them, they can be having a bad day. Don't get sucked into their negativity.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially you guys, as a business.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you deal with all probably personalities.
Absolutely.
So if you took offense or took any of their attitudes personal.
Right.
Oof.
Yeah.
It wouldn't
be healthy for me in many ways.
It'd be like Yelp, worst, worst service.
No. So it's just the little things. And I've had people even like you mentioned at the restaurant, right? They'll come up to me. They're like, hey, man, every time I come in, you're always smiling. You're always laughing. You're always like in a good mood. Or even staff tells me, why are you always so is? But deep down, like I got my challenges.
Yeah.
I got my demons. I got my struggles. I've gone through depression. I am not, you know. I don't want to say afraid to say it, but I'll put it out there. I've gone through depression. Depression is common the more I talk about it now.
That's
one of the reasons I got my semicolon tattoo. The semicolon, I don't know if you know.
It means like an and or what was.
So what signifies on the wrist is people who've struggled with anxiety, depression, or thoughts of suicide.
Mm.
And on the other hand, 2018, that's one of the years that I really, I was just kind of, I didn't want to have any social interaction. I'd get home, I'd go straight to my room, not even my wife, not even Liz. It was dark. Mm. But again, you grow through things.
Yeah.
Right? So seeing that, I'm able to kind of capture it up front. And I want to make the, I want to do what I want to see in the world. So be the person, be the change, be the example.
Right? I love that. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. And my path, you know, with God has been a huge, huge part of that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the older we get, you would think it'd become a little bit easier. I mean, it's easier, I think, because we have life experience and we've gone through things personally where it's like, okay, kind of had that little funk before. Mm-hmm. Let me switch it up or right. I'm going to be adamant and work out because of X, Y, and Z. And I know through experience that if I do these things, if I work out or even diet, nutrition, all of those things help because all that plays in our mental. A lot of people don't know that. My friend's daughter, she's a young adult and she has a strict diet because she had like major depression, major anxiety, and so much so they had to get medical care involved. And they narrowed it down to the scientific part of food and how sugars and all of these things play a part in adding into that depression, adding into the science, I mean, into the anxiety. So she, you know, she had her kind of like her pre-fit lunches, mm-hmm. you know, but I understood. And she's always this pleasant, sweet girl. But when she shared with me, I thought maybe it was food sensitivities, which it kind of in hindsight is if you're having these major concerns mm-hmm. with mentally and, you know, all of that, that it kind of is a food sensitivity. But she started sharing with me. She goes, you know, she had thoughts of suicide. And I was just like, man, you know, so back to what you're saying is we never know
right.
what anybody is going mm-hmm. through. My mom, you would not look at her. And if you look at her, you think she's just aging.
I love your mom, by the way.
Oh, thank you. She loves
she's
you.
A sweetheart.
She loves you. But you would think she's just aging like our parents are right now. Right. All of our parents are
and
aging.
I've been in denial.
I hate to say, but visually, right. it doesn't lie.
No.
You know, like when you see them, it's like, you know, and we're at that stage of, you know, I'm sure you're going through it too, and Oscar and your sister of transitioning and being more of like caretakers and helping provide and whatever with your parents. Mm-hmm. It's like they're independent.
Right.
But yet it's like that gravy little area where they need help.
Yeah.
At least that's where I'm at with my parents or my mom. My dad still thinks he's like Mr. Fit.
Your dad's awesome.
That's all the energy. But you know, it goes back to, you know, they even have, I was talking to Jimmy recently, it's called like invisible illness, where you don't look, you know how sometimes people have a handicap sign or card and you're like, they're walking fine. They're probably using someone's handicap sign or they lied or exaggerated. But we don't know.
There's a judgment right off the bat already.
We don't know. They look like they're healthy. They're walking fine. They could park way over there. They don't need front row parking.
Right.
But no, we have no idea what's going on internally that we cannot see. And that's caused me, especially seeing my mom, it's caused me or my friend's daughter hearing that, who's just super sweet. And as positive as can be, but she faces all of these challenges mentally. So it's really caused me to really hone in and kind of like what you just said.
Right.
It's like it's not about me making my day. It's like I need to check my to-do boxes, you know.
Yeah, you got to go through your motions. Yeah. You still have to go, you know.
Get X, Y, and Z done today, mm-hmm. you know, but at the same time, when I'm at the coffee shop getting gas, even if it's a smile to somebody, I make it apparent to do that. And if someone does an additional like, hi,
great,
good morning, I hope you have a wonderful day, you know, because we don't know what's going on in their life. And we don't know if maybe they're battling of continuing their life.
Right.
We don't know.
Right.
And who am I to add on to that?
To that, exactly.
Funk.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I really love what you said, because that's kind
Thank
of
you.
What I'm about. And I think more people, I think, need to be, and it's not being sensitive, it's just being understanding and being a human.
Right. No, I'm glad you touched on that, because I was about to say, I'm like, yeah, sometimes, you know, I'll get some of the guys or people that have known me before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They go, hey, man, you went soft. What's wrong? Like, what's up?
No.
I'm like, oh, man, that was a different stage in my life that I'm glad I've gone through it, through the aggression and the rebelliousness
yeah.
and do all that. I don't need that, you know? And in doing it, I just feel better. It's just,
it's a different stage
yeah,
of life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then there was times where, you know, you can even just say, how are you? How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What can I help you with? And if you see in someone's eyes, right, you'll know. Everyone wants to say, oh, I'm fine. What's the common response? I'm fine.
Because they want to make it quick. Even my pastor.
I'm good. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
My pastor on one Sunday recently, he said, I want you to ask people how they're doing, but I also want you to intentionally be prepared and make yourself available to really hear how they're doing if they're comfortable enough to
Correct.
Use that moment to share that
Right.
they're not. He goes, and don't just leave it like, okay, I'm going to pray for you, or, you know, kind of like, because sometimes it's like, okay, we got to go, you know,
right.
in life. Like, I got to
right.
go do this next. I got to go do that next. But sometimes we just really, I ran into one of our friends yesterday at Sprouts. And I was like in my head of, okay, I got to get this, got to get that, because I have to go and do A, B, and C next. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's just
right.
your mental schedule. And she went, and I didn't know, because I was so in the zone of,
right.
picking something. I don't know what I was getting, and trying to figure out what to get. And because I'm in my head, I'm like, okay, for dinner, I need to get this. I'm in my
You're
head.
In the zone.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in it.
Because I want to get in and out.
As we normally all do.
Yeah. And then I hear, and I just, the side eye, you know, because I'm here in the aisle by myself thinking, what is that? And I look, and it's one of our friends. And I was like, oh. You know, then of course it's like, okay, let me just drop everything.
Let me pause for a little bit.
Yeah, like everything can just wait. And then I just see her face and I'm like, this isn't good. You know, like this, like she's going through something right now. So then it's just like, how are you? Like, what's going on? And she was like, well, it's too much for the Sprouts aisle. And I was like, okay. I was like, oh, I guess we need to get coffee, go for a walk or
right,
something,
right.
you know. But, you know.
Sometimes just a simple, genuine hug.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hey, it's great to see you. Like, you know, they're going through someone. If it's not the right place, like a Sprouts, right?
Yeah.
Or wherever it may be, a public place. Just knowing that they're there for you, and then it's just a follow up. God put you there for a reason. God
exactly.
put you in that path.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guilty of it too. Always on the go. Always like in and out. Like my time is accounted for. But
so
there's
what,
also those moments that I know when to put the phone down, when to pause, when to just shut everything down and give you my undivided attention.
Yeah. And what do you say to people who are going through moments right now, whether it's minuscule or grand, you know, like they're right now in the hospital, doesn't know what's going to happen.
Everybody's different. Every situation
mm-hmm.
is different. I start off by listening.
Mm-hmm.
I start off by listening because that's going to determine my reaction or where I can bring value or share a certain experience
mm-hmm.
with them.
And then what do you say for them? What would you share, I guess, to give hope and encouragement of to get out of that mental funk? Like
It's a challenge in life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Some have them sooner. Some have them later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that it's a challenge and that you're going to grow through something.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just going through it or don't get stuck
mm-hmm.
in a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Knowing the right people, having the right contacts, I know sometimes when we're going through things, the last thing we want to do is reach out to somebody. I'm not going to call you when I'm having a problem.
Because we want to share highlights.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Check this out. Sometimes when we're driving, when you're at Sprouts, when you're at the gas station, you're thinking of somebody. Our heads are constantly mm-hmm. turning. What I've started doing is if I think of someone or someone,
mm-hmm.
whether it's recent or someone I haven't talked to in a very long time, mm-hmm. I make it a habit of stop, send them a message, say, mm-hmm. hey, man, I'm thinking about you. I hope all is well. Let's connect.
Is that why you sent a text? Like,
yeah.
You're like, hi, hope you're having a great day. And I was like, oh, this is nice.
Well, see, there it is. You were in my mind. I was thinking about you and the family. So those are the little things. But as far as advice, I would start off by listening.
Mm-hmm.
Listening, because that's going to determine, you know, how you're going to respond and bring value to that person. But more than anything, just let them know that you're there for them and that, you know, you're going to go through it with them together and mm-hmm. grow through it and come out of whatever situation you're in stronger, smarter, and be prepared for what lies ahead, because life is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
God will always put, you know, barriers in front of you. Some are stronger than others. It's just how, mm-hmm. how are you going to get through them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and learn from it.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is there any more you want to add?
No, I think it's just more than anything, let's just take it upon ourselves to be the change that we want to see in this world.
Mm-hmm.
With so much bad going on, mm-hmm. it's scary. It's good to stay prepared.
Oh, definitely.
Right? Don't get me wrong. I may sound soft on here, but always be prepared for whatever to protect yourself, your family, mm-hmm. your loved ones,
yeah.
your closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, just have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Having faith is huge. That's going to give you strength. And surround yourself by the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's cool. Everybody's is good to have fun. Let's go out. Let's do this. We've been there. There's different ways of doing it now.
Yeah.
As you get older, as you realize that, you know, certain decisions you make can impact your day,
oh
your
my
life.
Gosh. Your whole longevity.
You don't recuperate as quick.
Yeah.
But just changing your quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, we do get. As you get older, you start noticing certain things. So you want to start making sure that you continue to eat healthy and mm-hmm. do the proper exercise.
Especially in your 40s, because right. you can't. I posted on Instagram.
So yeah, we're throwing it out there.
Yeah. So I shared on Instagram because we got a Peloton in 2020.
Uh-huh.
And I've been consistent with it and doing weights. But I told Jimmy, I go, it's like we got to use it or lose it now, because mm. we're in that age of. I want to be 50 and still go on a hike.
And you
know?
Can. And you will.
I will.
And I'll make sure you will. Because if you're
there
not,
you
I'm going to come get you.
Oh, there
I'm
you
like,
go.
Jimmy, we need to get the girl off.
Yeah. He'll be like, heck yeah, right there right. with you. But, you know, it's all about quality of life. And it may be because we're getting older, but I don't think so, too. I think it's maybe just the era and generation of the world and what's going on. I think it's just the time we're in right now.
Right.
Like you said, scary.
Right.
Where maybe it's like a pressure cooker where you truly get rid of and sift through all of the nonsense to get back to the true core and purpose and meaning and quality of life, of relationships, friendships, you know. And so maybe it's not so much being in our 40s, but it's just all that's going on around us
right.
that's causing, I think, for at least personally for me, to where just like that moment yesterday at Sprouts where it's just drop everything, because in the end, my day can come to like the whole schedule doesn't matter to me if this girl is not doing well. The last thing I'm going to do is brush her off, say, oh, so sorry.
Oh, no.
You'll get through this. Done. You know? I knew I needed to give her her moment and be a friend to her at that moment.
Right.
And just forget my schedule, you know?
Right. Just hone in on her.
Yeah. And love her and pray for her and you know, and just
follow up with her.
Exactly. Even if it's just a text, you know.
Just follow up with her, check in.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't be afraid to take a day. Take a moment. I've learned recently, I do a lot of breathing.
Oh, that's good.
A lot of breathing. Stop. Breathe. Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath. right? Course correct yourself. We all get off course mm-hmm. every day. Some get off course more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Take a deep breath. If you need a day, if you need a moment, shut everything down. Put yourself back together,
mm-hmm.
right? If you need a day just to kind of soak
mm-hmm.
emotions,
mm-hmm.
it's okay. It happens. We do it.
Yeah.
Get it out. But on the other end, right, just surround yourself with the right people who follow the same path that you do and who want to live the same quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's important.
And then it's important having Liz, your wife, and Jimmy. I think they're a good husband and wife for each other because, at least from what I know of Liz, I'm sure she's like, okay, come on. You know, she holds you accountable, or she knows you so well that if you're heading towards a little funk or whatever. Because I know with Jimmy, with me, if he senses or sees a little right. ship, he's like, all right, come on, let's go for a walk or let's go.
Correct.
Gets whatever.
You, gets you. Yeah.
Yeah. Or he's like, don't even pay attention to that. Keep it going. You know, like, don't let your mind and your emotions get caught up in this.
Right.
Doesn't even matter. Just keep it going.
Solution.
Yeah. And which helps.
Right.
And I think even for people, even with marriage, finding that right person, like I always tell Cassandra, you want to find someone who you're going to be that accountability and that challenger and that comfort, peace, all of that. And then you want that same thing reciprocated where they hold you accountable. They love you. They're compassionate, but they challenge you
mm-hmm.
too, because we all want to grow. You know, we don't want to stay stagnant, like
right,
you said.
Right.
So in general, relationships are the same way.
Marriage is not all that it seems
no.
on social media, on TV, on media. It isn't. And I'll be the first one to tell you that with 20 years being with my wife, with Liz, we have had challenges.
Yeah.
We have had dark moments. We have had ugly moments.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also have a lot of beautiful memories.
Mm-hmm.
We've also grown together. We've been each other's rock. 2 years ago, we went through a certain stage in our life where she lost her parents. So I had to be that rock.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of changes in her, but I just think it's just, you know, God making us stronger or possibly even, you know, making me stronger for what lies ahead in my future.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is a beautiful thing when you realize your partner and how things can work as a team. You're not always going to be on the same page.
No.
Things aren't, you don't always agree. You're two different people.
Yeah.
Right. But at the end of the day, you're kind of one and the
you're
same.
A team.
Right.
Yeah.
You're the same. You're there for each other. And people don't realize that when a problem arises or something and they just want to run right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say and honored to say that we have been, beating every challenge that has been placed in front of us together.
Well, I mean, come on, 20 years.
Right.
That's a beautiful blessing.
I was going to say Spanish. I'm all, me agarró pollito. No me dejó. She didn't want to share me. No, no, but it's been a beautiful thing. I still see her. And I remember the first day I saw her outside of the, you know, the boat cruise out there in the harbor. So little things and sharing the special moments, the littlest mm-hmm. things, whether it be in marriage, a mm-hmm. relationship, a friendship, or work, the littlest things make a huge difference. Mm-hmm.
It's not always about the grand.
No. The littlest things,
yes.
The continuous littlest things end up being something grand.
Yes.
Right?
I love that. Well, I think you ended it perfectly.
Thank you.
Thank you for this time and thank you for your friendship.
Thank you, Priscilla. Thank you, friend. You're like my sister.
All right. Well, have a great day.
Thank you,
everybody. Thanks for listening and joining me. I hope you found something of value in this episode. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss out. Until next time, I hope you have the most beautiful day. God bless.